Well, Art, you got to take a tour of the new Husky Stadium this week, and even to your jaded eye, you were impressed.
One word, Kirsten, spectacular. I knew it had to be much better than the old dump because that was built in 1920 and still had benches from 1920 in it. This is a marvelous blend of the tradition of Husky football along with modern convenience. And it really serves three groups of people very well. The first is for the current players because it's going to be very hard for other teams to win there. The fans are much closer, and I think it's going to be a much more intense audio experience for the visitors. And then the second group is future recruits because this thing is jazzed up with all the bling that young people love. You know, all the internet hookups and visual appeal and modern technology throughout the building. And the third group is the fan experience, because at the very minimum, they've added 6 extra inches of legroom in that place. When I sat there in the stands, it was just awful in the old building because it was so tight.
And you're so tall. But, so you're a good, yeah, you're a good tester for that.
I did test it out, and it really is much more comfortable. And then they've got all the amenities. There are so many different seating levels and price levels and viewing perches that it's quite accessible for most people. It's going to be much more expensive than it was, but there's only 7 home games a year, and if you can do one a year, this would be a place to do it because it's always been a great spot by the lake, and now they've added all the other features that modern stadiums have to be competitive with the rest of the Pac-12.
Is the same amount of the stadium covered?
Well, they've actually extended the roof on the south end to cover more fans lower down. But there are more fans lower down now because they dropped the field 4.5 feet in order to bring the seats closer. They removed the track, which was the great part about this thing. You brought the fans closer to the action, and they extended the roof on the south end to cover more, although windblown rain will still be making its appearance in people's faces. But it's just so much more comfortable, and the ease of access, and 11 elevators versus 2, and many more bathrooms than I think the 2 that they had in the old stadium. And just, you know, a lot of those creature comforts that will make it a real pleasant experience to be at Husky Stadium.
Well, the first game in this new stadium is against Boise State Saturday night. How are the Huskies looking?
Well, it seems that everybody's on an uptick, but when you're 0-0, that's the way all coaches talk. I think there's a lot of optimism around quarterback Keith Price. He had an off junior year compared to what he did his sophomore year. And it's really looking like he has returned to form. I think they have upgrades in talent in multiple places to get beyond the 7-6 that they've had the last 3 seasons. Now, the issue is, of course, that they picked a formidable opponent to open this new stadium with. Boise State is ranked 19th. They beat the Huskies in the bowl game in Las Vegas last December. And this is not the Patsy that will guarantee a win. So it's going to be a good game in a great spot at 7 p.m. Saturday night.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KBLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.